Vayter in Shasrin, Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud Beis, picking it up, next part of the Mishnah, about six lines down or so, Achi Yudach Ruba, we said about the Ir Nidachas, that is that the majority of a city gets involved with Avodah Zarah, it doesn't become that until the majority of them happen. And Hechi Avdi Nan, how are we going to play this out? Says Rashi, Heach Nasen Ruba Nidachan, hold this week in Edom Asorah Kol Echad Ve'echad, since you do Edom and warnings for each one, and then they're killed through Skila, you're never going to have a kiss. How does that play out? What you do is that we judge him, we put him in prison, we put him in prison. Rashi says, when you see two or three of them doing a Rezar, then lo yiskol son, you don't do skila. Ella, what we do is, dano sam leskila, we judge them for skila. V'chovshen osam be'beis ha'asar, then you go and you put them in prison. V'kol osin, v'chein osin, ad sheron imitzar from the ruba. Then you keep doing it until you see if you start to see that the majority of them start doing, you get to a row. V'chozem v'dan osan dinacha, then do another din lahariga with hereg with the umabdinus mamonim, and then they lose out all of their money. So that's when you see that there's like a theme going on over here. Everyone's doing it over there. That's one opinion. However, Amalei Ula can't be. This is a man as dino shalelo. You're being man as inoy din. Rashi says achus shenig b'dino nata masho osam a man as dino. It's we don't do that. After we give the judgment, we kill them right away. Ella Amar Ula danim v'sokim danim v'sokim. We do is we judge them. We give skila judgment and skila. You just keep going until what says Rashi ad chetzia, until you get to half of them. Then we understand the fact that once from 50% on, in terms lemafreya that there was a hudach ruba, v'haviv sayif u'mamonim avar u'mechsan ve'elech and mefer 50 on et harashal lemashkin lemisa chamura. Right, so what we do is at that point we start to switch it over to nidachas. Itmar yochanan amar danim v'sokim danim v'sokle and reshalkish amar marbele and batagdinim. No, what we do is he says that we set up many basins in order that we should do the din all at the same time. Rashi says, "La mishum de'in danim beis b'yom echad." Not because one basin can't do more than one judgment on the same day. The Amarta Perik Nigmar. Then we send off mem vav and aleph. The b'misa achas danin. If it's one particular misa, you are able to go into dan many of them at the same time. El mishum de nefisha edim lekol echad echad ve'in penai lako. There's not enough time to go into each one of them in one day, therefore make a lot of bitadinim in order to recover a lot of edus in one day, and then you could do all of them on that particular day. Any, is that really true? It says if you take that man or that woman, where do you take him? To the shire. You take him to the gates of this city, right? This is Aisha Hu Asahi, Asher also is Dvar Razeh, El Sharecha. You're going to give him skila over there. So it's saying what happened over there. It's taking the gates of the city, which now, Ish v'isha talmotzi l'sharecha. It's telling you that one individual person, a man or a woman, you can go and you can take him out to the gates. Rashi says, l'bezin shibsharecha, da'im of Sanhedrin Ketana. Again, 23. V'yata motzi kol ha'ir kula sharecha. But you can't bring the entire city out of there. Rashi says, ella b'sanhedrin gedoli. Right? If the entire town is involved in Avodah Zarah, and it's beyond that of the 23. They can only be judged by the 71 amount. So it's not possible to set up multiple courts to judge all of them simultaneously and convict them under this din of Yerni Dachas. It's just like a preliminary situation. The Ma'ayin, the din, they look into it. Maskinalu, based on a gadol, and if they... if it turns out that, yeah, this makes sense, and then they go and they send to the base down. I call it 71. V'garmen l'dayinu, they do the din over there, v'katalin, and then they go and they kill them. Right? They rely on it to do the whole din again. Next part of the Mishnah. Zok, the next high-legged part of the Mishnah, is that hika sake yisusre ir, haske sake yisusre ir. What you do is you smite the people of that city by the sword, and even people that are temporary residents, you know, passing by caravans are part of it in order to go and save the city if it ends up being now there's a majority that didn't get involved over here. Tanu Rabbanan, Nachamer Sagamel Saveres, Makom Lamakom, Lanu Besocha, of the Lanev, Hutchu Yimah, and then they end up doing Vodazar with them, Imnishtahu, Sham Shloshim Yom, if they're there for 30 days, Hamasaif Monam Alfud. Then 30 days is enough that they're part of it. They get killed by the sword, and their possessions get destroyed. They're part of that city. Pahuzmakan is less than 30 days, Hamas Gilam Monam Palit, and they're just killed with Skila, like, you know, individuals, not part of the Ernidachas, and they're and their stuff is saved, their property. Remainu, what do you mean? We have another Mishnah Bava Basra that says, Kami Yiya Be'ir Be'ir Kanshi. How long do you have to be in the city in order to be part of the city? And over there, it's talking about in reference to give tax. L'tzorchi Rashi says, Lite Metzorchi Ha'ir. They have to pay. Shtei Mitzvotos has to be 12 months. So why over here saying 30 days? Amar Rava Lo Kasha. It's talking about two separate things. Hala B'Havim B'nei Masa. Right? In reference to that Mishnah, that means B'nei Masa, be part of, be a citizen. Hala B'Havim Yasvi Masa. That's considered like an inhabitant, you know, not a full-fledged citizen. I have a Tanya that backs this up. A mother I know, B'nei Eir, someone whose mother knows, says he's not going to get any enough from the citizen of the city. The name Yesh Adam Shirisar Shomer Shomer Chodesh. If they're for 12 months, doesn't let B'nei Eir get enough from him. Pachos Mikan, Motel Sumanan, be mad. But if it's less than you can. But Yosha Eir says just Yosha Eir, which is less. In this house, Shoshim Yom, also let us be mad. Pachos Mikan, Motel Sumanan, then that's the cutoff is going to be. The 30 days. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah. Hacharei Mosav et kol sheba. Destroyed everything that is inside of it. Tanu Rabbanan Hacharei Osa. When it says destroy it, Prat Lelech Sadikim Shebechutzla. You do not destroy the property of Sadikim that is outside of the city. Et kol sheba and anything that is in it. L'Rabbasich Sadikim Sochot. That's including the property of the tzaddik that's in that city. Shlala v'lo shlal shamayim. You destroy the booty. It means, but not the booty that's for shamayim. Like we saw, and we're going to see a little bit more. Et kol Shalala l'rabos nixay rishayim shechutzala. It says in all of its booty you have to gather up. It's talking about including the property of the rishayim that is outside of the city. Now it says going Rabbi Shimon, but ma amru Torah nixay tzadikim shebesochah yovdu. Why would the property of the tzadikim be destroyed? That's inside the city. The tzadikim weren't part of this. And for the Gemara, mi garm lem sheyod shadu besochah. Who caused these tzadikim that they're in this city and they're living in the city in the first place? Why even there? The answer is mamonim. It is their property. Lefikach mamonim of it. Therefore, the property should be destroyed. In other words, you shouldn't be living in a place with these type of people. What's the reason why they're living in that place? Well, the reason is because of the fact that they have their stuff over there. You know, so be careful, like where you, there's certain places I want to say, but it's not nice to say. But, you know, just be careful where you buy your property and end up living over there. Amar Ma, therefore the property gets destroyed. Amar Ma, Ves Kol Shlala Tikvot. The Rabbis Nechsei Rishayim Shebechutzla. Right, that's including all the property of the Rishayim that's even outside of it. Amar Rav Chista Ubinikbatzim Lasocha, only if it's something that can be gathered into the city during the time that they're actually burning it. Is included in this, but if not, then not. Right? It means if it's beyond, if it's too far away. Rashi says that Nichsei Rishayim, on the left side here, Nichsei Rishayim are Kruvim L'ir, that are next to the city. Sheicholim, Shalakom L'katzel L'tocha Ir, Ba'oso Yom, Atzma, on that day, Sheikonsin Shalala Ir, L'rechov, L'surfin, Hain avudim ima of alvar chokem de imakim liir in avudim. It's too far away. It's, you know, living in I don't want to say one coast and it's on the opposite of the coast, then you can't. Ella shemi achshav. Sorry. V'davka shekfar ilusocha. But this is specifically if it was there. Ella shachshav hayu mufkadim biarachem. But now it's another place. Avolayim olam mesocha was never in that city. Could go to Nafleim Yerusha Yerusha lo karina be shalala v'enamam manavad and that's not because not destroyed. Back into the Gemara says this was koshal tikkun zaravus tichsev shayim shem chuzala. Amr chesav v'nikvatz mesocha. Then we can gather in front of it. Amr chista pekdono shalan sheir nidachas mutar and the deposits of the ir nidachas those things are mutar. What are we talking about over here? If you want to say that he's talking about property of another city that's in that city, of course, but there's nothing to do with these people. It's not called Shlolo of that particular place. The Ela to do must be their own stuff. It's to be a cheres in another city. But so then we already made the criteria. Idin nikbatsim l'socha. If it can be gathered into it, it gets burned. But if not, then not. Then amai mutar. Why would it be mutar if it can be gathered up? If a nikbatsim l'socha is not able to be in time, then harmer chadazim. We already said that it doesn't get burned. That was where low. Le'olam di'ar cheres to makbis l'socha. We're talking about someone else's stuff that's mukfkad in your in that city. Alchem ayiskin. And what are we talking about? Could go into kabi aleh chayes. If the person watched, took a chayes. Over it, Rashi says, "Bnei ir nidachas took ruchayas over it." So, by the time you would have thought, given the kabbalah ruchayas, since it took ruchayas, something happened to it. Therefore, it's kiddi deida. I mean, on some level, it's considered like it's theirs, and therefore, it should be get burned, it's going to destroy it. Kamash v'lo, if it comes to tell you, not like that. That's not the case. Amar Rav Chista, a behema, chetzia shel ir nidachas, chetzia shel ir acheres. Let's say, if an animal that half of it belongs to the ir nidachas, half belongs to someone who's not from the Nidachas Asur, it's going to be Asur. You're not allowed to eat any of the meat. It is Asur. Isa, but if it's dough, chetzir shalir nidach, chetzir shalir cheres, and it's 50-50 ownership, and part of it's from someone not there, part of it's someone that is there, and what's it in over there? Not a problem. Mutar, it's going to be mutar. Just split it and take the part that's yours. My time, what's the difference between the two? Behema, kemanda lo pligadamya, an animal is considered like it's not split up. Isa, kemanda pligadamya, but it's considered like it's already split up. Says Rashi, because kol amos the boy polygla, whatever you want, you can split up. It's more not split up. Now, the previous Rashi, to understand the animal one, we have an aleph on the scene. The heiligabach de'i efshar. If you and I own an animal in partnership, you can't eat this with, not you and I, me and an Irani Dachas person, owner of a shitfus. We know you can't have a Kazai's Basar without Shchita. But filu shachta mishchat ein b'shchita shoklum. The Shchita is not going to help. The lola Shchita kaima elulamisa. This animal is not meant to be done for Shchita, this Irani Dachas animal. Elulamisa v'shchita sa zuhi misa sa behema. The Shchita now is like the misa of the behema. The ein heter afilu achetzi she'ein shel Irani Dachas. Even the 50% is not his. Chishata l'simen de Irani Dachas in a shochet elamemis v'lo mahanya beishchita. Shchita was not even going to help it. Says the Gemara, Abayi Rav Chista, behemis Irani Dachas, the animal of Irani Dachas. Ma'u detes hani b'shchita l'taras midi nevela. Now, you understand that there's two things that's going on over here. Number one is that it's also about now, but the other thing is that an animal that doesn't get shechita, that just dies, it becomes a nevela, and therefore becomes tameh. So what happens if you have this animal here and you shechita, can you at least take it out of the level of tumah by the shechita? The shechita is not going to matter to be eaten, but what about in terms of taking it out of being a state of tumah? What would be the case? It says, according to the sword, the Torah says, I don't care how you did it. It says, Rashi, the bein b'shchita, bein b'ariga. Still, karina bay, the ficharev, it's called the ficharev, the fila shachta, that even if a person goes ahead and they were to shacht it, that this is not going to help anything. Misa ba'almehi. Alomahani midi didn't help at all, and therefore it's considered tameh. Says Rashi, continue a double fichar of Hainu Shaloka there shchita. Of there shchita mahanular, only if it's not done shchita. But if it did it through shchita, it's going to help the tar to make it tar, midi the veil from its nevela. Then he dachi later, it's going to be also to eat. They say, no, it's also about no, but Hainu Latar midi the veil, at least for tar, for nevela purposes, for tum and tar. Let's look back in the Gemara. Fichar v'rachman alo shah shachat ha-mishchad alo shah shachat ha-miktal odelma came with the shachat ha-mahani le-shchita, where the shchita is going to have to get out of its state of toma mai, what's the din? Teku, we don't know. Good question. We have to wait till the Yonavi. Bar Rav Yosef. Ser nashim tzidkan yismai. What about the hair of nashim tzidkan yismai? Rashi says, should be irni dachas. Mau, iyava bechlal v'es kol shlo v'tisar v'lo. Is their hair? We know that they're fine. What about their hair? Does it get burnt? I'm a Rava Hod to Rishayus Aser. Do you want to say that even the women's hair is going to be Aser? Rashi says, Pshitel under the Sarafim Shalala. Here, you're saying it's Pasha that it gets burnt up. Tik boats of Isaraftics, if it says to gather up and to burn. Mishen Machoselik Kvitz of Isrefa, which means something that's only lacking, gathering and burning. Yasazusha Machoselik Kvitz of Isrefa, it's lacking the, you have to first shave it and then go and do it. And therefore, that should, itself shouldn't be Aser. Alam Rava Pepeya Nachris. No, we're talking about a wig. Not actually hair. Rashi says Gedil Shel Se'aras De Alma Shelson Lenoi Kami Bay Lei Lerav Yosef Im Shel Tzadkan Yosavi. How you if they belong to the tzaddikas? What would be Heichid there? What's the case? Either Mechuba Leguf if it's attached to her body, meaning she's wearing it. Rashi says Nikshaba. Then Kiguf them and take her own body, and therefore it's not going to get burned. Rashi says Ugushim Shein Sofer Malbushin Shaleim. You don't burn the clothing that are Nishar Tzadkan Yosin because they're Tzadkan Yos. Kach Ein Sofer Oso Gedil Yosu. We can go ahead and burn this. This as well. So it's going to Lotzucha the Talib to be Sichso. We're talking about a case where it's on a peg. Rashi says Talo so Gedil be Yaseid in a peg. Think Shirin Balakshav. It's not right now. She's not wearing it. Ki Nichse Tzadik and Shabbosoch Adam is considered like Nichse, and therefore they're going to be destroyed. Adama Kevin Ali Yevnafka, since she goes in and out with it when she, you know, she always goes in and out with it, but she puts it on before she goes and before she goes out. Difficult to the dam is considered like her clothing and snapper and take her. And for the Gemara, good question, we don't have the answer. It says Rashi, since she goes in and out, regila the kosher tadir, avish lo kosher da'achshav, kol makom shei sham, nidon, kemal b'sha alea, the kol shayta, the da'at alea, kosher mabushin dam, it's like other things. So we don't know the answer. Next part of the Mishnah, that's called Shalola Tikvas El Toch Chova, and all of the booty you gather into the town square, into like the main street of the town over there, and you go ahead and you burn it. If it doesn't have a square, then you make a square and you burn it over there. Says Gemara Tana Rabbanan, Ein L'Rechova doesn't have that main road. Ein Onas Hasir Nidachas that can't be near Nidachas. Hasir Yishmael Zaykut Rabbi Yishmael. Clearly our Mishnah is not like that. We keep Omer Ein Lo Ein L'Rechova Osan Rechova. If there's no Rechova, you make a Rechova. What exactly are they arguing over? What is the machlokas here? Mar Shavar. What do you want to say? The one holds, meaning Rabbi Shmuel, Rechova Meikara Mashma. When it says the Pasuk, Rechova, that means Meikara, that's already had to be there. And therefore, you can't have it. Mar Shavar once says, Rabbi Kiva, Rechova Hashta Nami Mashma, which means even if you did it right now, it would still be okay. And then you can go and you can burn everything. Deep turn the page, Kofi, Vedim, and Base. Hakdesh Shabbat, you probably do in the next part of the mission. We said that the Hektish stuff that's over there, you go and you redeem it. And the Trumos, you leave it to Rat. And the Maisa Shani and the holy books over there, they get Geniza. Tanu Rabban and Hayabak, Kadushem. If you have Katsum over there, Katsum is Beachim, Musu. If it's Katsum, Beach, animals that were left in order to go to be brought, they should go and they should die. If it's something about the kabayis, then he goes ahead and you redeem it. He says when the Torah says destroying everything that's in it as well as its animal means but not bechor or meiser animals, right? Ushlola prat kesef hektish kesef meiser, and that's excluding these two things. Rashi says when you say Hayuba Kachem is Bech, you go in Olos Vashamasa Rishayim Besocha, and the Hida Lo Karinambu as called Behemoth, the Vicharav, the Ha Lo Behemta, it's not your own animal. El Behemoth Shamayim, Elami Yususa, Lahakrav Karbonos Rishayim, it's disgusting to bring this Karbonos, Halalu, Shehutko, Helkachimusu, they die. What do you do? Konsonos on the keeper, you bring it into a keeper, into like this closed off area. And you give it this food. Asher kresim nekvos to let stomach burst. Afilo the mayam aser kilkon. Even that's money is going to be aser, like we are going to say. Now amar mar hayuba katzim zechim musa. We said they should go and they should die. Musa, why? Why should they die? Why do we put them in that area to feed it until it bursts? Yirachi yistav. Why don't we go ahead and let it graze until it gets a mub? Vimachu, and then go and sell it. People are doing a nedava, and their money should be used for a nedava to bring other karbanos. So you have two different pshatim now. Rabbi Yochanan says, I'll tell you why. Because zevach rishayim toeva, the sacrifice of the rishayim is disgusting. So even if it gets redeemed, this money is going to be used for another thing. That's disgusting. We don't like to use that type of stuff. Rashi says, "Vafil demeim asurim mitzvani zaser." That's Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish amar mamon bailemehu. You know why the issue is? Why we don't do this? Because this money over here belongs to the owner of the person who sold it. It's not shamayim, and therefore it has all the laws of yonidachas. Now, why is that the case? Because here we're talking about stuff that the owner is chayiv, that if something happens, to go and pay it back. Rabbi Shimon, it goes with the laws of Rabbi Shimon. Damer mamon bailemu, that money belongs to the owner. If he's chayiv, for it's, you know, he says, the male, harei zu alai, he's supposed to harei zu alai, and if it harei alai, then he's chayiv b'chriyusan. So therefore, it's considered mamon bailim. Hami to save Rabbi Shimon. But hold on one second. In fact, the Gemara, because the Bryce said the safe is Rabbi Shimon, Reisha live Rabbi Shimon. Must be the Reisha's die Rabbi Shimon. So how could you say it's Rabbi Shimon? Says going to Chinami. Bekachim kalim. So what are we talking about over here? We're talking about kachim kalim. Rabbi Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Damer kachim kalim mamon bailim. Machlokas. He says kachim kalim is belonging to the owners. This is Gemara Bavakama. And Mai Yipadu. You want to see if we should be podet? Then Kachakachim, according to that, we should be podet. And the Tani Sefer Kachi Bedekabais Yipadu, but it says Bedekabais is podet. Lifical Vesibidida. Why don't we make the Machlokas in itself then? I just say, when is it true that animals that are Kaddish should be left to die? Bekachim Kalim, Avakachim Yipadu. When it comes to Kachim, they should be podet. Why does the Bryce go and discuss this whole idea of, you know, for Bethakabayas? Says the Gemara, Kivin the Ikachat Shemesabayla, because we have another particular case by Kachim that belongs to some of the Yerni Dachas. that a chatas whose owner died, the lemisa azla, that animal goes to misa, is that able to be redeemed? That is halacha Moshe Misinai. So therefore, lo psikale, Rashi says, ked the amrinan in tamura, chamesh chatos mesas, the five die. Lo psikale is therefore couldn't make like an absolute statement to say that kachem kachem animals would be left to become mummified and then redeemed, because we see this case is not like that's used an all-encompassing answer. Okay, so that's Machlokas Rishakas Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Amik Rish Lakish. We understand that Rabbi Yochanan, he's the one who said that the reason why you go ahead and you, he said, why don't we just sell them and then let it graze until it gets a mum, sell it and use its money for Nadav? Rabbi Yochanan says, because it's Zevich Roshayim Toeva. And Rish Lakish says, Mamum Bailam Hu. And so now we understand Rish Lakish, Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Amik Rish Lakish, Tachsev Zevich Roshayim Toeva. It's just disgusting. And therefore, you have to go into find another explanation. My time alone with Rabbi Yochanan. Why does he say the reasons? Because of the fact that it's like Rabbi Yochanan, it's disgusting. We don't use the money for that. Amar Lecha, he says, nah, came in Zevach Hashem Toeva. When do we say this pasuk of Zevach Hashem Toeva? When do we use such a thing? That's Hani Mila Hechad De Istu Be'inayo. That's only if it's the actual thing itself. Rashi says, Dehin Asman Vadehin and Kravim Shem Zevach Hashem Toeva. You don't actually bring those animals. Aval Hachab, in this case, Kevin De Ishtani Ishtani wants to change a change. Rashi says, Leka Hacha Zevach Hashem Toeva, because he already sold its new thing. It's no Shaykhis. Rabbi Shimon says, when it says destroyed and everything that is in it, and its animals, it means not its animals, but not the Bechor, not Bechor, or Meiser animals. Meiser Behema, Rosh Hashemah Yubah Bechor, so Meiser Behema, it's the tenth animal, Shushal Yisrael, V'cholvu V'damo Karov, En Mechrim Roso, V'chelbo V'damo it's not called his own animal. But my skin, what are you talking about? Elam, maybe to me, we're talking about ones that don't have any mum on it. Shlashamaimu, that's called Shlashamaimu, it's already excluded. Ella, Babali mum, and must talk about there's a mum. And Shlala, Ninu, then it's considered part of Shlala. So how could you say they're not destroyed? And we're talking about Ravina, Babali mum, we're talking about there is a mum. Umisha Nechal, Batoris Behemta. But its animals, that Shimon says, is only eaten under that of its animals, meaning. An animal of a regular animal. Yotze elush ena cholam b'toras v'hemta. It's not eaten as your animal. Ela b'toras b'chor meiser. It's considered something else entirely. It's called b'toras b'chor meiser. The shal shemayim is considered shlal shemayim. Says Rashi that liolam be'bali moment revila hachi ein esaf. Even though you don't esaf yima, the darshina lekra hachi b'hemta lemish enecha le'bali b'toras v'hemtam. Yatzu elush yesh lam shem levai shein echal b'toras v'hemtam shein omim behemas irni dachas ela behemas b'chor umaiser shel ir ha nidachas. So even though the property owners they're excluded from nidachas, so pliga the Shmuel this. This idea over here that Ravina of Rav Shimon, he argues on Shmuel. Says Rashi, top left corner. Hoda Ravina de Shmuel, da Amar Shmuel Allah, da Amar Rav Shimon, ki avakashi alam b'mayaskina and havi metar tachi hakol kariv hakol nifta. So let's read actually in the Gemara. Da Amar Shmuel hakol kariv hakol nifta. Everything can be offered and everything can be redeemed. My Kamar, what exactly is he saying? Hachi Kamar kol shekariv kishutam. Anything that is going to be brought, right? This is according to Rav Shimon. Any animal that's muktash, that's offered when it's does have a mum, the nifta kishu bal mum, and is redeemed when it is, when it does get a mum, like kachem kalim, besides meiser, bechor and meiser, what would happen if they become get a mum? They can be redeemed and they can be shechted and eaten. A bechor and meiser don't have to be redeemed, but can be shechted as soon as they become get mummified. Then mishalal imit, it's already excluded from the word shalal. Because they have to redeem before the owner can shech them and use a meat, they're still considered from, you know, shamayim, and therefore excluded from the word shlala, excluding shamayim. Anything which is brought when it's a time, the internet is not poticized, not redeemed when it's a bamum. Can go b'chor ma'aser, like we discussed, mi behema nafka, it's learned out from behema. Okay, zog the next part of the Mishnah. Trumos ikrevu, trumos, what are they? You leave them to rot, but they are not burned. Now, we know truma is given to a kohen. The non-kohen who takes it off, he doesn't own it. The kohen gets it, he does own it. So now the Gemara is going to talk about whether the Mishnah's din of the truma is still held by Yisrael or it's by the kohen. Arav chesalosh anol truma be yad Yisrael, and if it's still in the hand of the Yisrael, because it doesn't really belong, because it doesn't belong to him, therefore it doesn't get burned. Rashi Shadayin lo nitnasna lekohen, tafilu osa Yisrael, Rasha hu truma Shabiyado Ainu Nisrafis, even that guy himself is a Rosh, is not burnt him Shashlala, Talavdi Da Didehu, it's not his. Maybe he's giving me to a tzaddik, you know, Cohen that doesn't live in that city. It could be gotten the Eretz, it's like it could be of another city. We saw earlier the mutarin in the heed about chilala lo sharina la. The Shema Hayonasa the Cohen Russia can't be eaten because maybe it's going to be Cohen Russia. Shabbosocha hilchachir kuv. Therefore, has to be rat leave to rat. Aval truma biad Cohen the mamoni who tisar. If it's in his hand, it gets burnt. Rashi's part of the Gemara here. Amar of chisalo shad al truma biad disal. Aval truma biad Cohen kuv the mamoni is considered his property tisar. It does get burnt. Doesn't get Gnezified. Masiv Rav Yosef, I really, is this true? Because Maiser Sheni v'kisuk, right? Masiv Rav Yosef, Maiser Sheni v'kisuk kodesh ignusu. Is this Maiser Sheni? And stuff gets Gnezified. Ha Maiser Sheni b'yad Yisrael k'truma b'yad coin. But no, Maiser Sheni in the hand of Yisrael is like truma in the hand of the coin, who is allowed to, because he's allowed to go and to eat it, right? So why is it gets Gnezified? V'katani yigunzu. It gets gnezified and not burnt. So the same thing we should say about truma, that's the end of the coin, shouldn't get burnt. Aliyah atmar hachiyit. Right, that's what it means to say. Amar v'chista, lo shanu elo truma biyad coin. Right, they didn't teach that the truma is left to rot, unless it's the truma that's in the hand of the coin, then it's left to rot. Rashi the bamonihu, v'lo mazal zelina v'kulei ha'ol v'kadosh, it's kadosh. Aval truma biyad Yisrael, tinas in the coin, should be archeris, it should be given to a coin, it's in another city. Rashi says, klam in the coin, shalahut achimain, and then everything's good and dandy. Tanana, some of the Masoros Hashas says, "Ain't ze mishta el abraisa vayin rashal." We have a braisa over there. Isa shal meiser sheni patur menachala. If you have the dough of meiser sheni, you do not have to take off chala from it. You don't remove from dough, but of meiser sheni, you don't have to do that. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Zekas Grimeir, Chachamim, Mechayiv, and Chachamim say you have to. Armei v'chista, Mechlokas, Meiser Sheni b'Yerushalayim. This is Mechlokas, Rabbi Meir, and Chachamim is only Meiser Sheni that is in Yerushalayim. The Rabbi Meir, Savar, Meiser Sheni, Mamon Gavohu. It's considered Mamon Gavoa. And therefore, since the pasuk says, Reishis Ariso Sechem, Tarinu Suma, Kisuma Asgar, and Kane Tarimo Sa, my bar mitzvah parasha, and Reishis Ariso Sechem means that of your dough, but this is not your dough. And therefore, you don't take of chalav. Rabbanan Savri, Mamon Hedyot, too, it's considered Mamon Hedyot, and therefore, you do have to go ahead and take off chalav from it. Therefore, you'd have to take off chalav. Aval Begvulin, but if you're outside of Yerushalayim, says Rashi, well, hold off on that. Everyone says that you're a potter from taking off challah. Because you're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. It says, Rashi Akadosh, Shein laheter achila elu bepedia, divrei hakol patur min hachala, de momen gavoh, hu lishachina, aval gvun, de ein laheter achila b'shas chiyav chala, de haino b'shas gilgol isa, lo karina bei reishis arisos echem, b'afilu padu l'achem ikein, k'tur min hachala, even if you're padu after it, it is patur from challah. Masiv Rav Yosef. Rav says, now hold on 1 second. Meiser Sheni v'kisei kodesh yigdazu. It says that Meiser Sheni, and these things have to be yigdazized. Meiser Sheni, what are you talking about? Elim b'Yerushalayim, when I say we're talking about Yerushalayim, Meiser Sheni, and these svarim that have to be gnezified in Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim itself became... Hey, you're in Yidachas. Miav, you're in Yidachas. What are you talking about? Can Yerushalayim become in Yidachas? But there are 10 things that were said about Yerushalayim. So let's come up with a comment of Bebez in my base. Sorry, the Varmanem Yerushalayim. This is one of them. That Eina Nasis in Dachas can't be in Dachas. The Elo Yer Acharis. And if you want to say we're talking about Yer Acharis, by Sashin from another city, by Skula Gava, and they brought in Yerushalayim before that city became in Dachas, Hakul Tua Mechitzos. The Mechitzos, the walls of Yerushalayim already swallowed it up before it became in Dachas. And by Sashin, therefore, is going to be Mutter to be eaten. And therefore, we have to say that Misa is not talking about my Sashin that's in Yerushalayim, Elala Begvulin. You must be talking about a case where we are in the Gevulin. Where we are in the provinces, v'katan yignezu, and yet the Mishnah says that it should be gnezicide, is hidden away, which shows that the Tanah of Mishnah says the Meiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim is considered private property, which goes against Rav Chisser, who said that everyone agrees that Ma'aseh Sheni outside of Yerushalayim is not considered one's own. Really, we're talking about it's another city. It's Ma'aseh Sheni of another city that's burning Yerushalayim before it became, before the original city became an Idachas. We're talking about Ma'aseh Sheni became Tamei, which it's not able to be eaten. Therefore, you have to go ahead and you have to hide it. I have a lifrake. Why? Why don't we just redeem it and then eat it? Damer Belazar. Belazar says, "Minayin the Ma'aseh Sheni Shetz Rosh Hashanah Nosaf Yerushalayim Yilad Bevod Yivni Shalayim." Damer Lomer Lo Sochus Seiso. The Torah says, by redeeming Ma'aseh Sheni, if it's too big, that you will not be able Seiso. Is the lesson used over there? Be'ain Seis Ala Achila. It's a lesson of Achila. Shenem of Yisamasos Me'es Panav. That's Yosef when he said to the brothers, and he took Seisa portions from before him. Therefore, Ma'aseh Sheni has become tummy, can be redeemed, even Yerushalayim. So, why would the Mishnah say it has to be hidden away? We're talking about a case, not with Ma'aseh Sheni itself, but with the food that was bought with Ma'aseh Sheni money, that's not able to be redeemed. Rashi Shekfar Otsi Botsas Lekasef Ma'aseh Nasul B'Yayin V'Sheikhar Basar V'Nitma Osa Lekoach. We're thinking, Lekoach, stuff that you bought, Dahu Lesle Padiyah. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Whoa, here we made it to the last stuff. But why don't we be pulled to that? The Tanana, because we learned in the Mishnah, Ma'aseh Sheni, Alakoch, Bekasef, Ma'aseh Sheni, but you can redeem it. As well as Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Yikaver, it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says, no, it's got to be buried. If it comes to me, Yachi, if that's really true, that the Mishnah is talking about food that was bought with Ma'aseh Sheni money, and then it became Tamei. So Ma'ir Yinidachas, what Shaykhus are Yinidachas? Afil Damanami, the same din is also, it's like regular stuff over here, that there's nothing new with Yinidachas. And for the Gemara, that's a good question. Good. Therefore, Elo Yolam Tahor. We're not talking about Tamei stuff. We're talking about Ma'aseh Sheni, it's Tahor. It belongs to someone who's part of Yir Nidachas, but it went to Yerushalayim before the city became Yir Nidachasized. We could go into Nafa Mechita, so we're talking about a case where the walls of Yerushalayim fell after the Ma'aseh Sheni went there, and therefore it took off the city's hold of the Ma'aseh Sheni, like it takes this hold, it gets rid of it. Ukide Rava, like Rava, Dama Rava, Mechitza Lechol Daraisa. This din of the walls of Yerushalayim about eating Ma'aseh Sheni, that's a Daraisa. Ma'aseh Sheni is eaten with inside the walls of Yerushalayim, it's a Daraisa. Likla Darabanan, but this din over here that it takes hold of Ma'aseh Sheni, that's a Darabanan Dika din. Meaning once Ma'aseh Sheni went into the walls of Yerushalayim, it can no longer be redeemed, that's only Darabanan. He goes Darabanan, when did he go there? Ki Istin or the Mechitza, only when the walls are actually still there. Ki Lasta the Mechitza, lo, but when the Mechitza is not there anymore, the walls aren't there anymore, then that doesn't apply anymore. Therefore, our Mishnah is saying, he's teaching us that where Ma'aseh Sheni of Yir Nidachas is brought to Yerushalayim, while the walls are still there, and the walls then fell down, they all came crumbling down, that Ma'aseh Sheni has to be hidden, because Ma'aseh Sheni went into Yerushalayim while the walls are still there, therefore it's mutter for the owner to eat, and therefore it becomes his. If the walls are no longer there, they don't protect it from the Yir Nidachas shtickle, and therefore it's usser. We don't burn it because of its kedusha, therefore we go and we hide it. We would go and size it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.